I'm standing at the intersection where train tracks meet South Main Street in Calvert City. Cars pass as construction crews prepare to level the building that once housed Draffin's department store. 50 years ago, this section of town bustled with activity from grocery stores and from a pool hall, and at the center of the neighborhood stood Draffin's. Now, almost all of the old stores have been demolished. No one, including the city's mayor, Lynn Jones, seems happy about watching the store devolve into a vacant lot. Too many of Calvert's other historical buildings have been destroyed that way.
I think most people forget in historical buildings that they're more than brick and mortar. They're memories inside those walls, and it's the memories that make the building precious. And so it's for the memories, I think, that all of us will sadly see the walls come tumbling down to the Draffin department store.
Jones has his own childhood memories of Draffin's toil aisle and of its huge cash register with keys the size of half dollars, but his memories can't save the building. In the past few years, water damage seeped through the structure, making it unsound. When the building inspector condemned Draffin's department store, the local government could not find a legitimate reason to purchase it from Tom Anthony, the current owner, and renovate it.
The city couldn't justify taking taxpayers' money and putting $250,000, $350,000 into a building that has no real benefit for the taxpayer. And I think that's sad, because if it were, that move would already have been made.
Lloyd Ford, president of the Calvert Area Development Association, or CADA, said the organization tried to buy the building from Anthony about 4 years ago and renovate it into a multi-purpose center. However, it could not garner enough financial support from citizens to completely refurbish the store. Ford took it personally.
I'm just as disappointed about this as anything I've ever failed at, and I've truly failed at saving the building. I worked for weeks, months, actually I guess probably close to a couple of years, trying to get something worked out about this building, and I just never have been able to do it.
Anthony, who restored the Broadway General Store in Paducah, and his demolition manager for the Draffin store, declined to comment on the story. Lloyd Ford said the Draffin's department store bears historical significance in part because much of the area's development came from inside its brick walls. Luther and Mert Draffin built the store in 1922 and 23 and sold everything from corn to thimbles. While they ran a successful business, the brothers also became involved in the community. Luther in particular played a key role in the development of Kentucky Dam. Ford said Luther Draffin's work helped bring Jackson Purchase out of the Depression.
All of the work and the letter writing for the dam and the phone calls came from that upstairs office in the Draffin store building.
Yet despite the building's importance, wrecking balls will soon tear its bricks apart and it will disappear, just like Calvert's old movie theater and drugstore. Ford said most of the buildings constructed before 1960 no longer exist. Lynn Jones attributed this to the city's ambition.
As those cultural changes happened, I don't think in Calvert City we saw those old structures as being something we needed to keep. We saw them being torn down as progress, and they were almost all gone before we realized that in progress is wonderful, but sometimes we may need to take a new look at how that progress is developing and make our plans a little better.
But those plans will not include Draffin's department store or any of the old buildings that have long since turned into empty lots. Calvert natives will have to make peace with that fact. Mert Draffin's granddaughter, Jane Franks, already has.
When you have good memories and when you had a good childhood, you can let things go that happen.
And within the span of a single day, Draffin's department store will be gone. For WKMS News, I'm Casey Northcutt.